This is Anishinaabe Way, Lives, Words, and Stories of Ojibwe People. I recently visited Jen, Larry, and Paul of the Harvest Environmental Learning Project, which is located in the Pinoki Range of northern Wisconsin. They are preparing for the birch and maple sap season and invited me inside one of the wigwams at the village to learn more about their mission.
I'm Jennifer Ackley.
Larry Ackley.
And where are you from?
I'm from Mole Lake and Bad River, Wisconsin.
Pennsylvania.
So what we have is a stretch frame. What is the frame made out of?
Ironwood. From right up here. Just all, everything what we're doing is from up here.
And you've been here since when?
October.
And why on earth have you been here all winter?
Because it's fun. I mean, it's cold out and we got our doors open.
What's happening right now with this particular area of Wisconsin is there's an iron mining company that wants to set up here or close to here. Is that right?
You're like sitting right on next
to it.
The
front door. They want it to be 2 miles long, 5 miles wide, and 1,000 feet deep. Nobody's ever done that big of a mine, at least not here.
And the land that you're on is
ceded territory.
And so ceded territory means that it was land that was once tribally owned and was ceded to the U.S. government as part of a treaty process.
Yep.
But the tribes in the area still retain some rights to the land, is that correct?
Yes.
Maybe just describe the area a little bit for the listeners.
We got Upson on one side of us and Mellon on the other, and that's pretty much where, well, actually from Hurley.
Hurley Clary's down to Mellon will be destroyed if the mine goes through. And then if it does go through, all that's going into Tyler Forks, and then Tyler Forks breaks off into little streams that venture elsewhere.
Bad River.
And it even goes up to the Great Lakes.
If all that stuff gets into the water stream, there goes our wild rice, there goes our way of life up here for the natives.
And now we're speaking to who?
You're talking to Paul Demain, the Skabe was Indigenous cause. I'm the spokesperson for the Harvest Education Learning Project Research Village here. I reside at Lakutere. I'm a member of the Ojibwe Nation.
You brought with you a chunk of maple wood, I'm assuming? Or
well, it should have been, but when I grabbed it, I was looking at it. It might be oak, but it's supposed to be representative of putting a tap in a tree. We're definitely getting ready to do some tree tapping up here, and we're going to have some fun doing it because it's... Because all kinds of the reasons why people have come up here. Number one, there's a business model being developed on looking at syrup as one of many native products that come out of the range because, for example, if there was to be a mine here, then let's get a chance to get into the range and harvest things out of here. Last year we took, we picked chaga, we took ironwood, we took birch bark for plates and appliances and for artisans. We took spruce trees and hemlock trees. We took pet rocks. We did all kinds of things in terms of taking an inventory of what was out there in terms of resources available to the public and to treaty harvesters. So in establishing the Harvest Education Learning Project, it has been about sitting here and contemplating what's out there, charting what's out there, taking pictures, looking at it, because if it's going to be destroyed, at least then we know what's been lost. Some people have said, well, you oppose the mine. Well, no, we don't have to oppose the mine to want to protect the resources. There's numerous things that are going on here simultaneously. Plus, we have fun. And every time we come up here, there's more and more Iron County residents coming in and out of here who aren't afraid of the Indians anymore. we had three Celtic people show up here one day in tartans. And when we came up here, some of the people in the area were literally scared to speak up about their opposition. And the thing is that there's been different groups of people who have come and gone and sacrificed being here in the middle of winter in sub-zero. We had kids from Spain, 5,000 visitors. So we know we had an economic impact because people in Mellon have talked to us about it. And in the field of phenology, which this project is based on right here, there's an Ojibwe word, O-gi-dabian, O-de-ki-manan, na-na-gada-wain-da-man, is mainly sitting with the earth and searching for wisdom. Sit with the earth and see how you relate to it. We're being told that we're not going to be allowed to tap a single maple tree on this spot because they plan on cutting them down in the next couple of years. Okay? Every day we're faced with the challenges of simplicity.
Before I left, I had one final question for Jen and Larry.
How long do you plan to stay?
Forever, if we could.
They're trying to creative ways to get you to not stay here.
Right. Like the three little pigs and the wolf. You can huff and puff, but you're not blowing this wigwam down.
This is Anishinaabe Way, Lives, Words, and Stories of Ojibwe People, a series produced by Stacy Droulard with music by Keith Sekola. Funding for the series comes from the Minnesota Legacy Fund and WTIP Community Radio.